This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are about to hear momentarily the last part of a sermon I preached just this past Sunday at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. And if you are looking for a good church home, we're a very small church, running about 25, sometimes 30 people, small congregation. A lot of people like small church. If that's you, if you're looking for a new church home, I invite you to come out and visit Island Community Church. If you like what you hear on the radio, if you like preaching like this, if you like expository teaching and preaching in this style, some people don't like it. Hopefully you've tuned in here because you do like this. And if you're looking for a good church home, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. For more info on this ministry, for more info on the church, I invite you to go to islandcommunitychurch.net. Read and click on the link there, Statement of Faith. And you can read what we believe at the church. You can read, there's also a link on there that says upcoming sermons. You can read what some of the sermons will be coming up. So I invite you to come out to Island. Sundays we meet twice. We meet at 10:30 in the morning and then at 6 o'clock in the evening. We meet for snacks or food and fellowship at 5, from 5 to 6. The service from 6 to maybe 7:15. We meet Wednesday nights for Bible study. We are also in Revelation Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, starting chapter 6 next week. That'll be the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, starting next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We would love to see you. You are invited. Now, here today is going to be the last part of this message. It's from the lyrics from the great Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Next week, or I should say this coming Sunday, here coming up in a couple days, I'm going to tackle the sermon. I'm going to tackle the song, the lyrics behind the song, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. You actually want me to sing that for you again? Okay, I won't. But God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Tidings of comfort and joy, that's what we're looking at Sunday morning. Love to see you at 10:30 a.m. Or stay tuned here for the radio broadcast, probably will air next week. Now here's the last part of the message, God and sinners reconciled.
Indeed, a dispute has been settled. And that is, how can a holy and righteous God allow sinners into his presence? I said, how can a holy and righteous God allow sinners into his presence? How? By making atonement for our sins and putting to death the hostility that separated us. Notice I use the words past tense. The hostility did separate us. Paul wrote this, Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Verse 16. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Now, as a result, you and I have peace with God. As a result, God and sinners, that's you, have been reconciled. The Lord Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Let me remind you of that as Christmas approaches. The Lord Jesus is the reason. He is the Prince of Peace. He wants to give you peace. But you've got to receive it. Turn with me, please. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, starts with the word therefore. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a great verse? Having been justified, we're going to get to what that means in a minute here. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you all know here how I love props. This one here is my all-time favorite. Do you want to have peace with God? You see, without peace with God, you have no peace. No peace with God is like they say in Italian, it's called agita. You know what that is? So, all right, there's one person in the house. Agita? It's an itch that you just can't scratch. An upset stomach, agita. No peace. No peace with God in your life is one living on the edge from moment to moment. No peace, no security, no assurance, at least no blessed assurance, which is the only real type of assurance, that when you die and leave this world, heaven's gates will open wide for you, and St. Peter will say to come on in. Do you have that kind of peace? Do you want that kind of peace? Do you want to be reconciled back to God? Do you want to be won over to friendliness? Do you want to have your disputes settled in an amicable way? I mean, how amicable can God be, seeing that he wants to forgive you of all of your sins and have amnesia with your sins? He wants to give you peace, salvation, and eternal life. How amicable can a person be? Do you want to be reconciled to God? Let me tell you, he wants to be reconciled with you. But there's only one way, and it's got to be on his terms. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word justify, the Greek word is dikaios. It's taken from a courtroom. It's a legal term. And it's talking about a judge. When the judge would sit on the bench there, he had the black robe and the white wig on, and he had this gavel, and he would sit there in the bema seat, and he'd hear your case. And your case was presented before the judge. And God's going to hear your case. That is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you stand before God guilty. He considers the evidence as presented by the prosecutor. Who's the prosecutor? Satan. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. It says, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused us before God day and night has been cast down. Have you ever wondered what Satan does in his spare time? You know what it is? Accuse you of your sins day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. What's Satan doing right now? Slamming you. You know what I've come to realize? It's the only truth Satan ever speaks. You know what it is? Your sins. Why lie? Your sins. That's the accuser of the brethren. My question is, who's your defense attorney? Have you hired one yet? John the Apostle says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father. That's Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only ours, but for the whole world. Guess what the word advocate means? Defense attorney. And let me tell you, Jesus Christ has never lost a case. He works by retainer. Have you hired him yet? He's never lost a case, and he never will. To be justified is when that judge hears your case and takes that gavel. Okay, on three, all the ladies got to hold their ears. One, two, three. And the judge turns to you and says two words to you. You know what they are? Not guilty. That's what it means to be justified. The creator of the universe looks at you in the eyes and says, not guilty. Not guilty. All because of Jesus Christ. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the angels are rejoicing in. God and sinners reconciled once again because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the only way to have peace. People do anything to try to get peace, don't they? They kill their spouse. They grow a perm. Right, Sharon? Anything. Shave off their beard. Buy a boat. Buy a yacht. But there's only one way to have it, and that's to be square with God. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you hear, enter into the joy of your Lord. Would you like that? All that's required of you is to say, I believe. Ron, I'm going to ask you to go start that song for me. I believe. As many as received him, John wrote, to them he's given them the power, the authority, the right to become children of God. To all those who receive him. So, joy to the world. And Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. And God wants to change your relationship with him today if you have yet to do that. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Have you received that yet? Have you received Jesus Christ?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.